Welcome to the Embodiment Conference. This is truly an epic event that is raising awareness and revealing just how much is happening in the world of embodiment. And this gives me hope about where we're heading as a people. I'm Amara Pagano. I'm the founder of Azul, a conscious movement path of personal transformation. I work with the body and the power of movement to awaken love and consciousness. Embodiment is a key to my work. And the journey of embodying the map of Azul is what facilitates the process of self-realization. I'm excited to sponsor the Dance and Creativity Channel to share my love of movement and to celebrate the power that it has to serve our collective evolution. If you are interested in awakening your deepest potential or curious about the spiritual and healing aspects of embodiment, I encourage you to check out Azul. Everyone is welcome. I work with people who love movement and people who have never moved. Follow the link and you'll find three gifts for you: a 50-minute Azul journey, a special discount on our online embodiment training, and a free month in our upcoming membership program. So come, check out the Path of Azul. I'll be presenting on the main stage here and in the Dance and Creativity Channel, and I hope to see you there. For now, enjoy the richness of the presentation you're about to see.
So now, just before I hand it over, just welcome Antonina Osipova. She is in Moscow at the moment, and she's an embodiment facilitator and psychologist and an expressive arts therapist. She studied at Moscow State University, exploring psychology of color perception and the methods of developing creativity in groups. She's always been interested in performative arts and visual expression being a lens for people's identity. She studied photography and taken part in the Expressive Art Summit in New York. And her practice combines art and embodied methodics. She's the co-creator of Body Mind Forum Moscow 2018, and she's the leading representative of embodied yoga principles in Russia. She's also the author and co-creator of Aware Project, which are workshops related to mindful wardrobe and an embodied approach to your closet. So we are just going to hand it over now to Antonina. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Renee. Amazing introduction. Thank you so much. Can you hear me well now? You can.
Yes.
Yes. Show me? Yeah, okay, perfect. So welcome everyone, and I will introduce today some explorations that we found with my colleague Olga Verdikan in Project Aware. We know that it sounds a bit weird for native speakers probably, but we're still looking at a better name for that. But I would like to invite you to this exploration today. So please perceive it as a playful discovery, I don't know, game. And if you don't want to do something, you are welcome to stay as a witnesser of this process, and I will be moving a bit around this place that I have here, and I invite you to bring with yourself now something from your outfit or your favorite clothes or some accessories that is your favorite or just you like it today, and yeah, so let's begin. So who am I? What do I embody? You heard some words about me, some authoritative destinations that I conquered in my life. But when you look at me now on the screen, what can you say about me? And if I show you my glass, what will it change? I can move in this glass. I can touch myself or say hello What would you say about me when you see me in these gloves, moving and interacting? And if you would like to, please type in the chat some adjectives or qualities that you can say about me embodying myself in these gloves. What could that be? I don't know if it's weird. Some weirdo here is on the screen with me, or is that something interesting? Please write what do you see now and how you perceive me. Eccentric, creative, interesting, feminine. Yeah, that could be anything. Elegant, posh, elegant again. Okay, thank you. And that is the way that we used to perceive others, right? We look at somebody and we see the picture. We see what's on it, we see colors, and our eyes, they react on the bright spots. And we look at that and we do in our minds some predictions. Oh, she's wearing this glove. Probably she looks like that. But the thing is that this glass is not only a visual effect for you, for the spectaculars. It is also something that is affecting my embodiment. And if you saw me during these days of the conference on this channel, I was not wearing gloves, and probably I seemed to you a bit different. And now, when I'm wearing them, I also feeling the contact with them. I'm feeling the sensations that are underneath these gloves. Sensations in my body that affects my whole embodiment. It's just a part of the body, hands. And probably this part of the body is the most we feel good contact with, but probably you have some other explorations. So what I invite you to do now is to pick one of the items of your outfit today. Probably that could be, I don't know, gloves as mine, or that could be t-shirt or jeans or socks, or I don't know, something that you're wearing at the moment. And I will invite you to some meditation. We call that onion meditation because look, the image and the outfit, when you call it look, look in Russian is onion. So we created this meditation as a outfit exploration and connection, finding the connection with your body. So let's get back to some outfit that you're wearing at the moment. And that will help me if you type in the chat, like if you find something that you want to explore today, what are you wearing today? You can also share that. What would you like to feel more? And while you are there in your space, that we have somebody in hoodie today. Cool, hoodie. Nice thing to explore. So find a comfortable position in your space. Where are you now? Pick that one thing, one item from your outfit today. And at the beginning, you can stay or sit or maybe even lay down. And at the beginning, you can close your eyes And do a couple of breaths. Breath in, breath out. And firstly, we'll bring your attention to your breath at the moment. Then bring your attention to that item of outfit that you selected today. I will be working with the gloves. So I'm bringing my attention to my hands and to the gloves. And start to scan this part of the body with that outfit that you're wearing now. Start to scan it slowly, kind of tasting the sensations in the body, which are there where your outfit is. And you can follow here the temperature. So if it's socks or beret, how are they touching your body, the part of the body where they are? And which temperature are they creating on you? Which quality these items are giving to your body part? Are they covering a big part of your body? I don't know if it's, for example, dress. I can be covered with a long dress and feel it on my body, on the full body. Or if it's just socks or gloves or maybe small ring on your finger. Which sensations do you feel there? If you start to explore the fabric from which this item made, I have velvet on my gloves and I can touch this fabric. Or if you have something on you, you can try to feel this fabric with the other hand and feel which sensations it gives you, both when you're wearing it and when you're touching it. So we are scanning all this with the light of our attention and not forgetting to breathe. If you're finding something that you are really into, like, such a soft fabric, I want to follow it more. Wait, don't do that. Just notice and stay connected with your breath as well. Which weight does this fabric have? We were talking about quality of fabric, temperature, size, and weight. Maybe big jacket or cardigan, is it heavy? Do you feel that this item is adding some weight? Or is it light and not noticeable? Something like silk? Mm-hmm. What can you find in these sensations that you haven't noticed before? For example, now I'm noticing the inner part of this gloves inside the finger. There is some other sensations when I touch the finger like that, something small. Mm-hmm. Or I can notice the smell of the item. Smell this. Well, smell your socks is also nice to know. Be curious about this item, even if you're wearing it every day, or is it today? Texture inside and outside is very different, right? Haven't noticed that before. Sure. And if I'm in gloves, I can take one glove off and touch it with the naked hand. It's also different. So notice the sensations that you finding now during your scanning your outfit. And if you would like to now, you can continue the scanning to the whole of your outfit, not just one item, but all of what you're wearing now. Is it something that you are familiar to? How often you notice the sensations in the body which are created by clothes? We are wearing something on ourselves like 90% of the time. We are always in something. So how can we follow this, or how can we use that for our best? And while you are scanning yourself and widening this exploration to whole your body, I invite you to start moving. Like, bring your attention to this item from which you started your exploration. And if it's socks, you can start to move with your feet. Or if it's hoodie, probably you can put the cover on you and start to move with your head and neck. Or you decide where is the most bright sensation that this item gives you. Start to move from there. For example, if it's my gloves, I can start to move with the hands and follow this movement with all the body. And don't forget to breathe. And while you're moving, start noticing which qualities of the movement you have now. You don't have to move like me. I'm in gloves. I'm different now. You're wearing something else. I don't see what exactly, but I don't see your socks, your cardigan. I don't see your beret. I don't know, maybe you exploring your underwear. I don't see that. So which qualities of the movement you producing now when your attention is in this item and you're moving from it? Is this movement soft? Is it structured? Or is it fast? Name the quality of your embodiment now. How are you moving? How are you right now in this outfit? And if you would like to, please share. How are you? What you noticed? I see somebody is waving their hands, like checking if you're light. I can notice about my movements that they are soft and flexible and kind of like liquid. I don't know this word in English, but I follow them and I like them, and also playful. And I can follow the inner feelings, the sensations of wearing some item. And I can also follow another channel of visual perception. For example, I can see the bright flowers on my hands on this glass, and I can follow this sensation of the color and how this color affects on me. And it brings me to some playful and a bit flirty mood. Yeah, not just elegant. Elegant could be the movement, because I'm noticing that when I'm moving with the hands, I'm also putting my head up and I'm looking from up to down, and my movement's like really slower than usually. Okay, we have something here. Softly sinking downwards. A lot of space in my hoodie, so it feels comfy, safe nest. Cardigan has helped me bring awareness to my back, and the quality is softness. Mm-hmm. So probably for Sunday, we all are wearing now something comfy and soft. And if you're at home, this is usual or regular outfit that you use. And that is for a reason, right? Okay, thank you for sharing. And let's move forward. So from this exploration of the qualities, we can go further to not just quality of the movement and my state, my mood at the moment, not just how am I now in this outfit, but also we can move to life. So clothes, I call outfits and clothes like a bridge to life, right? So in this glass, I'm not staying at home. I usually go out on the streets and I communicate with people or go to the shop. And I can choose some certain dresses or outfits in everyday life, and I can support with them my identity. Like if I know that this glass making me elegant and I have that feedback from somebody, and I feel connection with this quality from my body, like okay, elegant, but do I really feel elegant? Yes, I do. I like this feeling and I want to support this. I want to support this quality. So I can choose the clothes or item that makes me feel more elegant. And I will show you now, we'll ask our Rebecca, please put on the picture that I have prepared. So In our project, in AWARE project, that is related to embodiment, embodied style, we call it like that, we are exploring several areas of embodiment intelligence. And on the picture, you can see there is four areas. How am I? How do I want to be? How are they? And how do I influence others? So at the beginning of our session, we started with the area four, with number four. I asked you, how do I influence you with my gloves? Yeah, and influence here is, I want you to think about it in a good way. I'm not manipulating, I'm not, I don't know, influencing in a bad way, but still we all somehow influencing on each other. So we started with this habitual perception of outfits when we have just this vision, like how am I and how am I presenting myself? what is my message to others, and I can stress on that. And this is something that is really strong in the nowadays world, in the fashion industry. There is mostly tendencies to use your outfit like just like a picture, and we can look at the modern magazines and see there this visual side of outfits, of dresses, of clothes. And we in a wear project with my colleague Olga Bertikan, she's here now with me. We are developing another part of wardrobe perception, of attention that could be brought to your wardrobe. We invite you to follow this feeling of how do I want to be. This is a second area, number two. And this is something that is not really familiar to most of audience that we met lately. I don't know if it's cultural and specifically for Russia, because we both are from Russia now, but we travel a lot and we can see the differences. So this cultural thing about you should wear this in a certain situations or some dress code that exists in the different communities, in the different contexts, this context and these rules, they affect our bodies. Like this thing about, should I wear bra or not? Should I wear black or should I wear high heels? And this is, usually prescriptions are for women, but also there are lots of, in the business area, there are lots of prescriptions for men as well. And we're not saying that is bad. That could be beautiful as well. But we invite you to look on the other side, to look underneath, and to start with your feeling. Because clothes is not just the way I look like, it's the way I feel, it's the way I live, it's the way I embody myself, it's the way I stay connected to myself. So from here, I already asked you a question about first area of embodiment intelligence. How are you now? And we started that with onion meditation. So you can do that regularly. Like anywhere you are, you can explore how are you at the moment. And also you can move to the other side of this, to the second quadrant. How do I want to be? And this how do I want to be, you can support with your outfit. Magic, right? does that make sense for you? I feel I need some context with the audience. Like, can you please type in the chat, do you find that useful for you? Probably you're already using that somehow in your life. Probably for, like, I was telling my story to our hosts that I'm with it for my whole life. I think from even childhood, I was noticing how does colors affect my mood, how does the fabric or some shape of the dress affect my state. Thank you. Thank you. I see people sharing in the chat. Yeah, I just want to check because we're not saying that we are reinventing bicycle. Of course, these things are known, and probably some of you already using this knowledge or these feelings about outfits in your life, in your everyday life. But I also meeting lots of people who are not aware of that, and who are just like, oh my God, I can pick the fabric and that will support my whole day. So if I'm not wearing these heavy shoes, I feel more light in my body during the day, and I can stay in the contact with others, because I do not spend time to reconnect to myself and to fight this heaviness in my legs, for example. Okay, we have here an interesting thing. I feel ashamed of being too interested in how I look. I want to get more conscious around this part of my life that I often ignore. There is a shame in certain societies, and we just, during the first wave of quarantine, we started the course. We have online course on embodied style. And we had a small group with mostly ladies in there, and it's 3 week, 3 weeks, and we're doing different exercises on this topic, on the sensations in the body, on the colors, on different mood boards, and lots of interesting things as we think we enjoyed a lot with Olga. And after this course, at the end of, or somewhere closer to the end, one of the participants, she said like, oh my God, I thought in my environment, there is no, how you say, there is always restrictions. It is bad to think about how you look like. It is not, so for her, it was not habitual thing to think of what is she wearing. Or the other thing is that she was supposed to wear what her friends wearing. So all the company of the ladies, they're wearing the same outfit. And this is kind of, I don't know, untold rule for them. And to be honest, for myself, I feel sometimes I feel that this outfit thing is not too serious. It's like something like fabric, or I don't know, girlish thing, or something to play with. But when I became, like 4 years ago, I studied embodiment facilitation, and I tuned into more body practices and body work and somatic and meditation. From that time, and I feel more sense in this work, because I see how it affects people. I see how with just changing with the change in shoes, you can change your mood, and then you can change your life, basically. So, or for example, we have, when you travel around Moscow, there is like 1 hour to go from one point of Moscow to another, from one location to another, like approximately in average. And so you have to bring everything with you. And this is really heavy bags. Like if you're wearing high heels, you have to take another pair of shoes with you, or some books or laptop or something else. And you're like wearing that, and that is really affecting your body at the moment. And I was, once I changed my bag, I decided like, I don't want to bring anything heavy with me anymore. And I took a small one on my belt, and at this day, I felt really different. Like I feel more light and I met new people and I opened something for me. So it is obvious examples, and I'm sure you have lots of them in your life, but I'm just inviting you to be aware of them and maybe somehow noticing some patterns that you have around your clothes and the way you wear them, the way how you relate to your wardrobe. You also can change it or make it, make your wardrobe, make it your practice outfit. So that's enough talking. Let's move a bit more. Thank you for the comments. We will save them and I will review them once again. Thank you for chatting with me. And so moving to the other side of this, to this second quadrant, how do I want to be? There is another small exercise that we have. So imagine your next week. So today is Sunday, then will be Monday, Tuesday, blah, blah, blah. And you have a whole week or maybe some important day on the week. Maybe you have some presentation or you have a date or, I don't know, you will go to your relatives and to your grandma. I don't know. Just pick one situation that you have in mind and that you feel important, but not too much. Like not, if we scale it from 1 to 10, like at 6, maybe not more than 6. Do you have that situation in your mind? Mm-hmm. Okay. And think of how do you want to be in that situation. For example, when I was passing the exam on one of the courses, I realized that I want to hold structure and I want to be structured, because I know about myself that sometimes I lose this structure. I can be very playful and go follow the clouds and blah, blah, blah. So I need structure. And you see, I'm showing that, this quality, structure. So pick the quality you want to be in your situation. How do you want to be when you go on a date, when you're presenting something? Or you can choose the thing that you need to support. For example, I know that I can be structured, but I want to straighten it. I want more of this quality. Mm-hmm. You can write it down if it helps. And I invite you to invite this quality to your body. So if it's about going to a date, I don't know, it could be, I want to be more playful or open. Or if it's about presentation, I want to be more authoritative or confident. Or if it's, I don't know, meeting with the relatives or with the grandma, I want to be more soft and friendly, not to be irritated maybe. And try to tune in this quality with your body. How is that to be more soft? How is that to be more authoritative? How is that to be more playful? And try to move like that. And here you can also play in a small game. I call that body associations. Like for me, in my experience and in my body, structure is associated with legs and hands. I usually show structure or develop structure in my body from these body parts. I also can go to my spine for that, but usually I use hands. And for playfulness. I can use my hips to tune into playful mood. I can use my hips and shoulders and start movement from there. Or smile. What else? For softness, I can use my breath and my spine and lower back. And also hands, as you can see. So probably you have another roads, another maps of associations in your body from your experience, from your life, because everyone is different. I don't know which body you have. I don't know which experience you have. Yeah, Catherine's saying the focus, hands and head. Right, focus. Mm-hmm. So you can share if you want which body associations with the qualities you have and where this quality starts in your body. Like I told you, my example about exam, I needed to add more structure. And what I did, I put on really firm and structured shoes that were holding the shape of my feet really tight. And that helped me to hold the structure. So I affected with my outfit on that body part with which I have association with this quality. And that supported me in my structure. So I was wearing this structured shoes, tight shoes, but my whole other outfit was really free. But I was aware of that effect on my body with those shoes. So what that can be for you in your situation, in the one you picked for yourself for this exploration, how do you want to be somewhere in some situation? Which quality you wanna to support? Which body part it's connected to? And final question is, what will you wear? What could you wear? There could be some accessories. There could be not just whole outfit, but with the wearing accessories, I can support this, I don't know, playfulness, and I can interact with this item and tune myself in another mood, in another mode. So what can that be for you? And if you would like to share, you're welcome. Or you just can, probably that is a long way to explore. Probably it's not enough time if you're doing that for the first time. But you also can explore that when you, or write down the qualities and maybe play with your wardrobe, go in your wardrobe and pick the things that you forget about or never worn and just put it on you and try to do that Onion meditation that I invited you to do today and try to feel which qualities this item is bringing to you. Yeah, that could be a ring, that could be earrings, that could be, I don't know, even nails. Sometimes they also affect the color of the nails. Mm-hmm. I feel more feminine when I wear dresses, right? Why? What is, and here, for example, if you would be my client, I will ask you, what is feminine about? What is it about for you? And we can start exploring the feminine part of the movements and where in the body you create this femininity. Probably it's in the hips and warmth. So why, with which specifically dress you can support your femininity? or some other qualities. We work with the most popular, of course, it's quality about how to be more sexy or sexuality, exploring sexuality sensitivity, and also being confident is quite a popular topic in explorations. And I would tell you that for different people, these qualities are appearing in a different outfit. So being sexy is not wearing red. It's not wearing a short dress. Sometimes being sexy is about wearing hoodie. And that could be like really opposite things. And it is always cool to find out, to find this connection, new connections for people, because they was not aware of it. Roof non-stretchy jeans makes me feel more structured as they limit my movement. Right, yeah. I'm wearing today like really tight jeans, and they're also holding a bit structure. My secret for today. Thank you, Olga, for example. This is making my mind work in new ways. Choosing what I wear is going to be a more mindful process. Amazing. I'm glad, Michelle. Thank you. When I was younger, I hid my body in clothes who are far too big. Today, I can show it much better. Cool. What allows you to do like that? Mm-hmm. Yeah, and sometimes it's about wearing something that is smaller than you or size that is not yours. And sometimes it's about feeling this sensation in something big, some big outfit. Okay. So we have time for questions now. If you want to ask me, I can.
We do have a question here, Antonina, from Michaela. And mm-hmm. She has asked, is there a connection between the moon cycle and what we feel like wearing?
I would ask you, is there a connection for you in that? Just lately on a session of Silvana Rigabond we had here on the channel, we were exploring our cycle, like different states of woman cycle, and also there could be cycle of a day, of a year, of moon. So you can explore this process for yourself, like what do you know about yourself and about your state during the moon cycle? What do you know about your personal cycle? And what are the tendencies of your body reactions? And how can you support with the outfit? So for example, if I know that now I'm in my cycle somewhere close to the end, probably to autumn, yeah? So, and I wanna let go, and I wanna maybe collect all the harvest during this cycle. Yeah, I also, in embodiment facilitation, I also work with the model of seasons. That is easier for me because the woman's cycle is not my specialty, as the moon cycle as well. So I will tell about seasons. So if I feel myself in the autumn, I could be more connected to my earth and water qualities, something that is nourishing myself. I'm collecting harvest. I'm letting go. And with these qualities, I usually wear something like long skirts, and more more boho style in these phases of my personal cycle. And when I feel like that in the day, like I feel like, oh, today I'm more autumn. So I would pick more heavy textures, skirt, maybe some scarves, maybe some bracelets, everything that will cover me, and like in a cocoon, you know, like everything that will hug me. And for me, that is connected to this phase of cycle. So I think that in the moon cycle, there are some stages as well. So you can explore that and listen to yourself, like, what do you need more of on this stage of moon cycle? I hope that helps.
So we have Silvana, who's just been really lauding what you've been sharing, and she's just concurred with, yeah, you can play with colors, shapes, textures, supporting your moods. Yeah, your moods and your moons, maybe.
yes exactly. And another way of regulating your state, so this is point, like, how do I want it to be, how can I affect my mood, my state, and maybe my qualities in the longer period. We have written an article on how can you develop that, and like on which points you can use. So we will share now in the chat. There is an article, and we just translated that to English. There is a model of four elements, which you can very intuitive model that we use in embodiment facilitation as well. You can use that to develop your outfit. So there is a long article, and you can read through it after this session, and also try. So I invite you to experiment. It's not quick. It's not like this. Maybe if you never explored that. But also in on our course that we have, we are doing kind of review of what people know about their wardrobe. We even call it like, what are your relations with your closet? What are your relations with your wardrobe? So you can review that by yourself and just listen. Just, it's not always easy, but listen to your body. Listen to your breath, follow the desires of the body, and then support that with your outfit. Hug it or structure it or fire it or I don't know, anything you want. And only you know what is better for you. So I know that we don't have time anymore. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you so much, Antonina. It's been really, really wonderful. And wonderful also for you, Olga, to have joined us as well, co-founder of Aware. So we have dropped in more of the links and also the Embodied Me Space Outfits link as well. We can continue conversations and discourse in regards to this session in the amazing coffee room portals that have been really a great feature of this embodiment conference. So you can also come back to this particular session, watch it again over the next 48 hours, it'll be free. If you wanted to potentially upgrade and buy the library of the all the resources and presenters, talks and sessions and what have you, then please do. We're dropping the link into the chat and you can go and do that as well. Then you'd be able to digest all the information and all the practices at your own time and at your leisure, and they'll be there on tap for you. If you also then, or if you otherwise maybe perhaps felt called to perhaps donate, we are supporting a couple of charities as well. That's been, there's a link that you can go through to for that as well. And yeah, thank you very much for coming along, and enjoy the rest of the conference. Just a few more sessions to go. Coming back to Antonina, sorry. One final thing before we say goodbye for now. What is your top tip for embodiment?
I would say that listen to the dialogue that is happening between your body and your clothes, and unleash your inner desires, like follow them, listen to them, and stay connected to yourself. Thank you.
Thank you so much. It's been a really exciting session. I wish you well for the AWARE project, and yeah, it's really great. So thank you everybody for joining us, and thank you those who have been with us on Facebook Live, and thank you to those of you who have been watching it on the replay or will yet to watch it on the replay. Go well, take care. Enjoy
Bye-bye.
Your clothes.
Thanks.